Hello, my dears. Welcome back to Main Character Energy. I know, your ears are not deceiving you. This is a new episode. I'm back, homies! I know it's been a very long time. It's probably been like a month at this point, but you know what? I have been just ridiculously busy, and a lot has been going on in my life, not just with my sweet baby puppy Ginger, who is sleeping right by my foot right now, but just life in general, like work, family, friends, possible men, who knows? But just, wow. The thing is, you guys, before we dive in and prepare yourself, this might be a really long episode because I've got a lot to say, and who knows if there's going to be an episode next week or the week after, like, a girl is busy. There might be one in a few weeks. There might be one next week. We will see. But you know what? I was going to create, calm down, Josephine, an episode like 2 weeks ago when it was supposed to come out. But the episode that would have come out would have been very petty, very angry. And yeah, that's all I'll say. I would have been calling out and probably got myself into a lot of trouble. And it wasn't even celebrity-wise. I was just ready to fling fiery daggers at everyone. And I needed to recoup because the years start coming and they don't stop coming, my guys. They don't stop. So I'm going to be done complaining about life. For now, it might come out later, we'll see, but I'm on one right now. I've got lots of stories that I would like to discuss. I'm a little less fiery and petty and angry and some would say diabolical at the moment, so this could be a 50-50 episode. Like, I could just be like super chill, I've got a gin and tonic in front of me, or I could be the beast of the night, so we'll see where this goes. But before we get into some of these stories, I've got a lot of things that I want to rant about and give you guys an update on. I feel like I did say a few weeks ago that there was just like some things going on, some possible men in my life, who knows? Now, if you guys do recall, I did say earlier this year that like I need to meet my husband by the end of the year. Let me rephrase. My rich, wealthy prince of a husband by the end of the year because I'm ready to retire. And update, he still's not here. But I am hoping and praying and on my knees because I'm waiting for this man to come. I just need him to be dropped off at my doorstep because like I don't enjoy dating. I never have. I absolutely never have in my entire life. I don't like the getting to know you stage. I don't like people asking me questions. So it makes it very difficult to date. I just want to go out and have a lovely time and occasionally come home and have a lovely time. Like, I don't need... Oh, that sounded really inappropriate, but I meant like just hanging out at home. But whatever. I'm not that girl. So that's why I just need like a miracle from our Lord and Savior above to just like drop him because he knows I'm not going to go out there and actually find a good person to be with. People that I find, or let me rephrase, the people that find me are, they are vermin. They're vermin or they're 2 feet tall. So it's just like, it's not gonna happen for me. It really isn't, on these streets at least. And where was I going with this? I don't know. But I think the gin and tonic is kicking in. I had some things that I wanted to rant about, like flying, some friends, dating, but honestly, I think I'm on one. Honestly, I don't feel like ranting about it anymore just because like I want to get into some of these stories. However, my one rant of the day, I said this on Instagram the other day, but I'll say it here just in case. Like, I know it's the summer and men just feel so bold in their actions, but just because it is the summer does not mean that we need to see your feet. Your feet do not need to see the light of day or even the night of day. Okay? Wait. You know what I mean? Like, it's just disgusting. Like, men's feet truly disgust me to a whole other level. Like, they're disgusting. And I just, like, I know it's summer and, like, it's hot, it's swampy, it's filthy outside, it's humid. But, like, put on some trainers. Put on some trainers. Like, find a shoe. I don't just see your feet. I don't just see the back of your toes, the bottom of your toes, the side. They should never be seen. Even if we're at the beach, at the lake, in the pool, they don't ever need to be seen. Like, cover them up. That's how I feel on the matter. And, like, I just keep getting on the train or going out places, and I keep getting assaulted by men's disgusting, fugly-looking alien dinosaur feet. And no, I've had enough. I've absolutely had enough. And I'm going to speak for the whole crowd because when I posted this on my Instagram, everyone was like completely agreeing with me. So I know I'm not crazy. I know I'm not in the wrong. No, Ginger's coming for me right now. She completely agrees too. But that was my only rant that I really feel like getting into. I don't feel like ranting about dating as much as I was going to. Or friends, because that's going to be like a whole episode on itself. Okay. I think I've decided to calm down. Probably not. But let's get into some stories. So our first story, Adele seems to be dating LeBron James's agent, Rich Paul. They were seen at one of the NBA Finals games together. And this is interesting. Like, Adele seems to have a type recently. Like, so like a few months ago, she was seen with like some British rapper. I don't know what his name is. I've literally never heard of him. He's so irrelevant. But now she's dating LeBron James's agent. And apparently this man is worth over $100 million. So we love to see some money in the bank. They're cute. I definitely don't think this is endgame at all. But you know what? Adele just needs some different experiences. You know, I want whatever album that's coming out within the next year to just be like highs and lows, you know, dating, heartbreak, new person. What do we feel like? I'm vibing with it. I could really rock with that type of album right now in my life. I'm bopping. I'm beep bop booping. But he's okay looking. Like, is he stunning? No, but you don't really have to be stunning when you have $100 million in the bank and you represent LeBron James. Like, you could be a toad and I would say whatever you want, my dear. So good for her, I guess. There's not really much to report on this story. I just wanted the crowd to know if they didn't already. Yes, it is kind of old news. It did happen like a few weeks ago, but I've got to give you guys the roundup of the past month. But it's cute. However, I do appreciate that she's dating new people, but I do need an album. There's certain artists, here comes a rant. There's certain artists that I'm just like, is there going to be an album in sight? And if so, when? One would ask. Everyone's asking for Riri. Like, when is there going to be a new album? Beyonce, when is there going to be a new album? But I don't know if it's coming. I really don't. You know, there's certain artists, though, that are giving us an album every 5 seconds. Like Ariana Grande, she doesn't stop, even though some of her songs aren't the best. She's still giving us album after album every 3 months. The girl does not leave the studio. And that's what I appreciate. But she's also got that young energy where she just wants to express herself as much as humanly possible. While some of these older artists that have been around for a while, they've had their skin in the game or their neck in the game for like 5, 10, whatever amount of years, that they're just like, bro, I've got my coins, I'm gonna wait till I wanna bring out some music. And I do respect it, but it's annoying for the crowd and the fandom. So if they could, you know, just like pop out a few bops for us, some tunes, that would be significant. But that's really all I had to report on our local friend Adele Atkins. So let's move on to the next story. Sex and the City's sequel series, and just like that, has been filming all over New York, and it has just been bombarding my TikTok, my Instagram, my Facebook. If I had an OnlyFans, it would probably be bombarding that too. So they've been filming all over New York, and I'm gonna say something that I know is going to offend. I know it's ageist, it could possibly be sexist, I really don't care. These women are too old to be playing this game. Like, no offense to them, I'm sure there is an audience of that age range that's like, yes, they speak for... Oh, my God, my voice went down. I was trying to sound like an 80-year-old woman. I'm sure there are women who are like, yes, they speak for us. Like, this has been our experience. But, like, this isn't what the crowd wants to see. Like, no offense to these women. They look... I was going to say good for their age, but they really don't. They look good for... I'm really grasping to try to find a compliment. They seem in high spirits. There we go. They seem in high spirits for what they're doing, but it's just, it's not working for me. The outfits, the faces, the scenes that I've been seeing, it doesn't look interesting. And now this is what the kids are saying. If you don't want it to be spoiled, then like skip 2 minutes ahead. But from what it's seeming like, Charlotte is still married to Harry. Their kids are grown up. Same with Miranda and her husband. I don't remember his name. Steve. There we go. Steve. They're still together. Their kids are grown up. And it seems from like the videos that's been going on TikTok from what they've been filming is that Steve and Miranda's child or son, Brady. Wow, the names are coming back to me so well. Brady is dating Charlotte's daughter. Like, they're all grown up, and it seems like they might be dating each other. Fabulous, stunning, whatever, who cares? But as we all know, Carrie, from what has been said, like, this is what the spoiler is they're getting a divorce, obviously. Sorry, they. Her and Big are getting a divorce, and we've seen some scenes of Big's ex, I don't remember her name, actually, his ex-wife, comes in and they have a scene together. So it just doesn't seem interesting. Like, no one really wants to see this, especially with Miranda, especially with Samantha not being here. And like, from the clips I've seen, I'm sure it's, they're gonna put something together and I will watch, and I'm sure there'll be parts of it that I enjoy. But in general, like, I don't see the point of making a show that went on for, what, like 6-7 seasons, that was such a phenomenon, was so groundbreaking in its time. And now we're going to reverse that, go back in time, and do something completely different with a cast that honestly doesn't seem like they want to be there. But a check's a check in this economy, so we will show up, we'll know our lines, and look old as hell, and smile, you know? I just don't know what's going on. And I've spoken about this before. I love a good rant that just comes back full circle. But I need shows to stop doing reboots. I really do. I know I've said this a million times, but like, it's just so degrading and embarrassing, and it's just, it's enough. The Gossip Girl, no offense to the Pretty Little Liars, like the other, all the shows, like, they're just not good. You don't need to bring them back. They were good in its time. Like, let's invest in new shows or current shows that are going on, and let's make those better. You know what I mean? So hopefully it's gonna be somewhat good. It probably won't be, but I'll still watch, because what else do I have to do in this economy? The Delta variant is coming for us left and right. We're about to go into another lockdown, which, you know what, I kind of don't mind if it's just like a few months, because that would allow me to save some money, get back on like my TV and movie game, because I have not been on that for the past few months since the world opened up. I've barely watched anything. But we will see. But the show's not coming out till next summer. And next summer, like, who knows where we'll all be. So we shall see. Let's move on to the next story, because we've got so much geared up. Okay. So our next story, Issa Rae, Insecure's Issa Rae, is married. She just popped up out of nowhere with this man, and she's married. They got married the end of July in like the south of France, I want to say. Yes, they did. And she's such a comedian, you know. She posted on Instagram and I literally thought it was a joke for like a hot second, because she was like, oh, an impromptu shoot in a custom Vera Wang dress with somebody's husband. I was like, oh, she's a comedian. And I looked through the photos, I'm like, oh, this hoe really got married out of nowhere. So she does look stunning in like a basic yet simple custom Vera Wang dress. And her husband seems like he's got a great personality. So you know what? I'm happy for her. I'm happy for her. She looks stunning. Her bridesmaids look stunning. Like, I would love to get married in the south of France. Just, I want my husband to not be wearing a red velvet suit, but you know what? To each his own. No, I'm happy for her. Like, I just didn't know she was dating anyone. You know what? When, not if, but when I become a celebrity, like, I want to believe that I will be just, like, so coy and to myself, and, like, I'm not going to tell anyone anything, but, like, if you follow me on Instagram, like, you'll see me, like, taking a dump in the bathroom and, like, walking my dog. Like, I literally post everything because it just cracks me up. You know what I mean? So I'm sure when I become a celebrity that there's no way I could have, well, maybe my relationships will be secret because, Lord have mercy. But, you know, when I see that now, you know, maybe I will. Okay, secret relationships, but everything else can be open to everyone else. You know, like, you can come with me to the doctor's office, you can see inside my cooch, like, I really don't care. But, you know, relationships, we'll keep that to ourselves, I guess, until there's a ring on my finger, they will not be known. Love that for her. But we don't really know much about this man. So according to this article from HarpersBazaar.com, they have been dating since 2012. Like, okay, sis, pop off with your nearly over 10 years. I don't know, almost 10-year relationship. Like, we love to see it. I'm obsessed. I really don't know much about this man, nor do I really care to look up any information about him. So I'm sorry I'm not giving you the full dirt, but we're happy for her. We love a new relationship that's been confirmed by the eyes of the government. So pop off, my dear. Let's move on to the next story because you guys know how much I love this human being. And this story just, like, shakes me to my bones. Our favorite here on Main Character Energy, Prince, quote unquote, Harry makes $20 million by being horrible to the royal family with new book. That title is from, as you can tell, a British tabloid, but you know what? They're making very valid points. Prince Harry has signed a $20 million deal to do a tell-all book about his life as a prince and him growing up to the man he is now, which I don't know if man is a proper word we should be using, but I digress. Former Prince Harry has announced his book deal with Penguin Random House, revealing that his memoir will be published in 2022. While the details behind the deal have not been made public, it has been widely reported that the Duke of Sussex received an advance of about $20 million for his personal account for his life. According to my witnesses, my sources, he's actually made multiple deals with them. He's writing multiple books. So this one's going to come out in 2022, and it's not going to be that blasphemous. But he's also made a deal that whenever his gran, the queen, passes away, there will be another book that he will write, which will probably detail a lot of things that will just, it's gonna shake me to my mother-effing core. So he said about this upcoming memoir, "I'm writing this not as the prince I was born, but the man I have become. I've worn many hats over the years, both literal and figuratively, and my hope is that in telling my story, the highs and lows, the mistakes, the lessons I've learned, I can help show that no matter where we come from, we have more in common than we think." End of quote from him. The memoir supposedly is likely to cover the prince's childhood, the death of Princess Diana, of course, his life as a working royal, and his time spent in the military. For sure. According to his publishers, they are saying that he is one of the most fascinating and influential global figures of our time, and I nearly just choked, but okay, go off, Penguin Random House. But Prince Harry has pledged the proceeds from the book, which will be donated to charity. However, it has not been specified whether this includes the $20 million advance that he has received, which I don't think it is. But I'm sure he had to put that somewhere in there so he doesn't seem like a complete a-hole for turning his back on his family for, like, the millionth time. But, you know, supposedly he's got to make a dollar to survive, even though he's made a million different deals, and so has Meghan, to supply their lifestyle, but we love turning on our family. We love that for people, don't we? I'm triggered right now. This book will supposedly be ghostwritten by Pulitzer Prize winner writer J.R. Moringer, who's wrote the, it doesn't even matter who this person is, let's just move on because I'm getting hot and bothered by the story and you know how much I truly dislike them. Oh, but before we move on to the next story, I don't know if anyone has watched the new show on HBO Max called The Prince, written by Gary Jannetty. It's like a cartoon version of what he depicts Prince George, is that right? Yeah, Prince George to be, and it's so funny but also so cruel at the same time. Like, You can tell that it was written by Americans just by how certain people have been characterized in the show, like with their actual looks. Like Meghan and Prince Harry look like themselves. The Queen looks, they did her dirty. Prince Charles looks the same, like he'll always look the way he looks, so even if it's characterized, it looks like him. But they did, sorry, they did Prince William and Kate dirty, like they don't look good. It's interesting. It's a funny show, but it's also like cruel at the same time, but that's life. Give it a watch if you have the chance. I think it's only like 8 or 9 episodes on HBO. It's like 25 minutes. It's a good giggle, but it's definitely hard. Okay, actually, last thing before we move on to the next story, but Prince Andrew is being sued in federal court for his alleged sexual abuse. Alleged Jeffrey Epstein victim files a lawsuit against Prince Andrew. Virginia Roberts said in a suit that the 61-year-old abused her when she was under the age of 18. A few years ago, Prince Andrew denied the allegations that he had any sexual contact with her. However, she's saying 20 years ago, Prince Andrew's wealth, power, and position and connections enabled him to abuse a frightened, vulnerable child with no one there to protect her. It is long past the time for him to be held to account. This should be very interesting. Like, I don't really know how this is going to go, just because, like, we haven't really heard much from that whole suit of, I was going to say Prince Andrew, of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine, or whatever, however you pronounce her name. Like, she was supposed to be doing a tell-all, like, giving as much information to save herself, but, like, we have not heard a thing. And it's just strange. I feel like we were hearing a lot about Jeffrey, and then he supposedly quote-unquote died, but I don't think he's dead. They just like got rid of him somewhere. Like, he's not dead, he's just hiding somewhere on another weird island. But like, a lot of things came out whenever Jeffrey Epstein got arranged, or whatever you want to call it. A lot of people were named, like the Clintons, a lot of celebrities, a lot of diplomats or whatever, and like, we have not heard a thing about it since. So it's just very strange to me that we haven't got an update, but now Prince Andrew is being sued. And like, even though he's a disgusting, vile, vermin creature, I don't think anything is gonna happen to him, sadly. And I feel bad for this woman who went through such a horrible ordeal with him and probably other disgusting creatures like him. But I don't think much is gonna come from this. I don't think justice is going to be served. But at least she did the step and came forward and is putting in some actions to try and hold him accountable. We will see if the courts will do right by her. Probably not, because they very rarely do. But we can try and be positive, shall we? But other than that, I think that's the only other update I have on Princess news, Jeffrey Epstein news, Prince Harry news. I think that's everything that I have at the moment. So, okay, let's move on to the next story, because I don't know if I want to delve into this one or just make a quick comment and then move on, because we know how sensitive things are these days. But Batman's sidekick Robin comes out as bisexual and lets comic book fans know they are seen. DC Comics finally catches up to the character the audience has long observed. It shows the genre is finally being responsive and diverse to readers. Marvel Studios made headlines this summer for a single scene in the new series, in the new Disney Plus series, Loki, in which Loki apparently says a line that says he's into men and women, meaning he's bisexual, and then continued on with the rest of the show. This week, DC Comics has published its own even more impactful glass closet shattering story, according to this article, long considered by readers to be the not-so-straight sidekick to Batman. Robin has a moment of self-acceptance and then agrees to go on a date with a very nice boy he just fought the bad guys with. Despite the jokes of fans since the 1960s era Adam West days of televised Batman episodes, Robin has never been actively portrayed as queer or bisexual in the comics themselves. So, I don't know how I feel about this, because on one hand, it's great to have some inclusivity. On the other hand, it's kind of random, and I don't Well, I can't say it's not that impactful because I'm not a part of the I'm not a part of the LGBTQ plus community. So I can't really say it's unimpactful because obviously it wouldn't impact me because I'm not a part of that. However, I just don't know how wild this is meant to be. I don't understand why they wouldn't just want to introduce a new character that was bi or queer. But I don't know. There's always been jokes made for some time, like, oh, who wants to be Robin? Like, Robin's gay, Robin's this, like, Robin's a little too beep-bop-beep-bop-boop. But it's like, it's a comic, you guys. It's not real. So it's a little strange to me. But yeah, I don't know how I feel about this and what I want to say about this because I don't want to offend. And that's where I'll leave it at because, yeah. So let's go on to the next story. Kanye West's album, Donda, is supposedly almost finished, but he's had two different listening parties. So he had one in Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I believe 2 weeks ago, and it freaking sold out. Like, it was interesting. But according to some sources, it was supposed to come out that next Friday. He had it on a Thursday. And apparently he didn't get the reaction that he was expecting. So he's been living in the stadium for the past 2 weeks working on this album. He has a live stream on Apple Music of him in like what looks like a jail cell. Wow, I sounded very Southern there. A jail cell of him just like him with like three pairs of shoes, like a cot, and him just like making music and working out. It's so Kanye. It's just interesting. But he had another listening event last Thursday, and apparently it was stunning. He like literally levitated off the ground, like up into the sky with like beams around him. It looks stunning. So I think this album is gonna be really good, but it's just like, can he just drop an album? And I might say something that, per usual, that might confuse the crowd or might be offensive, but what would I be if I wasn't being slightly offensive to the crowd? What would I be? Everyone says that Kanye is like this musical genius. Like, there's no one better than him. There's no mind greater than him. He's so creative. He's so ahead of the times. And call me crazy, but I think he's good. I think he's made some great music. I think he has a great sense of eye and detail for music, but I don't really understand where the genius is coming from. And I don't know, maybe that's just moi, but I've never really understood it. They've always said this for like years, he's a genius, he's this, he's so ahead of his time. And I'm like, is he? Like, he's not a great singer, let's just get that right. I think he's a good rapper, but like, I feel like he's probably better at producing and having like a keen ear rather than creating his own music. Like, his music is great, like, they're amazing. The songs, they bop, they go hard, they can be deep. Like, Jesus King was my favorite just because it was so different. And I've liked his other albums, but like, I don't listen to them on the reg. I don't know. I just like, it's very interesting when people are like, he's amazing, he's this, he's peeping about, bada beep, bada boop. And I'm like, I'm just not seeing it. And the same thing with like his clothes, his Yeezy, his Gap, is whatever you want to call it. Like, it's not groundbreaking. Like, they're nude sweatpants and nude shoes. And like, is that groundbreaking? If it's groundbreaking, then I'm groundbreaking. I've been doing nude sweatpants for decades. Like, his Gap clothes, like the little whatever jacket, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know how to print. I don't even know what type of fabric that's supposed to be. But like, I just don't get it. Like, I've never bought anything from him, nor will I. Like, it doesn't look good. And the shoes, the prison sandals, the weird grandma, like old Nike shoes that he's made a new thing. Like, I just really don't get it. And who knows? Call me not fashionable. I don't know what it is. Sorry. I just like clothes that make you feel good and that look good. Not that are trying to make a statement. Like, I don't know. I will be excited to hear this album because he's had a lot of different people on the songs. Like, he collabed with Jay-Z, which is supposed to be groundbreaking since they publicly kind of had a feud-ish a few years ago. and they haven't really like spoken from what we know. So he's on the album. They did a song together. I think Frank Ocean is on it. Like a bunch of people are on it. Like this is supposed to be an amazing album. There's like 20 songs, I think. He details the divorce with Kim, his mom, his life. And I think it's all supposed to be like fairly clean in that like it's not like aggressive or explicit. That's the word I'm looking for. It's not as explicit as other albums have been, especially since Jesus Is King came out like 2 years ago. I think he's kind of going in a different direction with his music, and I think he's brought back the choir in this, so I think it's going to be interesting. I think it'll be a good album, but I would love for people to tell me, like, do you think he's a musical genius, the musical genius of our time, or, like, do you just enjoy his music and he's good? Like, I would like to know I'm not the only one who thinks this, but I could be. But let's move on to the next story. Oh, wait, no. No, yeah, that's all I had to say on the matter. A lot of celebrities came out for both events. Kim was there with the family, the kids, both times supporting. Everyone thinks they're getting back together. I just think she's being a supportive wife. Like, they've moved on. They're happy. They support each other. Like, I think it is what it is. Any other news that came from that? Not really. So let's move on to the next story. Rihanna Robin Fenty is now a billionaire. She is one of the next people to be named a billionaire. Behind Kim, Kylie, Kanye, and I believe LeBron James was just named a billionaire. It's one of the, let me just get back on track. but she's been named a billionaire according to Forbes. She is now worth $1.7 billion, Forbes estimates, making her the wealthiest female musician in the world, second only to Oprah Winfrey as the richest female entertainer. It's very interesting, like, pop off at Riri Robin Fenty. Like, we love a woman making her coins. Like, it only took her 4 years with Fenty Beauty, Fenty Savage, like the lingerie line, I think that's what it's called, and something else. It only took her 4 years to become a billionaire, which is insane, but like, pop off. I must say, I'm honestly so impressed by her, and I don't think we're ever going to get new music from her. I think I said this earlier in this episode, or maybe to someone privately. I don't even really remember. Who cares? When you're making that much money and you're like, you've got the makeup line, she just released some perfumes, she's got her clothing, she's got a billion other things going on. I just don't think she's that interested in making music. Like, she's found her niche. Like, people love it. It's so inclusive when it comes to range for makeup. It's just like, it's doing what it needs to do. She's got skincare now. Who knows what's next for her? But I don't think it's going to be music. And if it is music, it's not going to be for a while. You know what? We just love to see it. Representing Barbados, representing the Caribbean. We love it. We absolutely love it. And I'm impressed. Honestly, impressed. We need some more female billionaires to pop up. I'm surprised Beyonce's not a billionaire, but like, she's so secretive. She probably could be a billionaire and she just hasn't released that information to us. Like, she's made a million different deals. She's partnered with a lot of stuff that Jay-Z is on, and Jay-Z's like $3 billion, I think, something like that. So I'm sure she's in there. She's just not releasing that information to people because then they're going to be climbing up her a-hole. So I understand it, but let's move on to the next story, which is about Beyoncé. The queen of our lives has graced Harper's Bazaar Harper's Bazaar's September icon issue. She's letting us all know that new music is coming. She says that there's going to be a new renaissance of music, and she wants to be a part of that in any way she can. She talks about a lot of things, her new Ivy Park drop collection, like the cowboy version that's coming out. Will I be buying some stuff? Oh, God, I'm gonna try, but like, it's really so much work to buy her stuff on the Adidas site. It's draining. But back to her interview. She talks a lot about the past year, some new diets that she's been doing, how she has grown over the past 25 years in the industry. It's a really good read. So like, go to Harper's Bazaar and read the whole thing. Like, she is just going off. She's telling you about how much of a Virgo she is, how private she is, a bunch of things. I'm not going to get into it, and that's probably my job to do for this podcast, but I'm not going to because it's so long, and like, you really just need to delve into what she's saying and not get little clips and snippets from me. You need to give her that respect. Everyone else, I would give you snippets. But Beyonce, you need to go read that for yourself and we can discuss privately. But I'm so freaking excited. You guys know how much I love Beyonce. She's the queen of my life, the love of my life. Like, other than Ginger, of course. Oh, she's stretching. She heard me say that. She's not happy. I'm obsessed. However, Beyonce, she was, I need to calm down. But according to Rolling Stone, her music video Formation was named the number one greatest music video of all time. She beat out Taylor Swift. She beat out Madonna, Johnny Cash, Childish Gambino, the Beastie Boys, and a bunch of other people that no one really remembers. Let's see who's in the top 10 real quick. Hold on. Okay, let's go backwards, shall we?
Let's go.
Number 10, November Rain, Guns N' Roses. 8, Sledgehammer, Peter Gabriel. Never heard of it. Number 7, Untitled, How Does It Feel? D'Angelo. Number 6, Sabotage, Beastie Boys. Number 4, This Is America, Childish Gambino. Number 3, Vogue, Madonna. Number 2, Hurt, Johnny Cash. Number 1, Formation, Beyonce. Beyonce's on here twice. Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It is number 12. Let's see what else is on here. Oh, Take on Me, great, number 14. Prince's Kiss is number 18. Very interesting. Like, that's an odd list of artists and songs to put on the greatest videos of all time according to Rolling Stones, but you know what? They respect Beyonce, so I respect them for now until the list changes, and then I might be coming for them full force. But we just love respect being given out to our queen, and that's all I have to say, because if I do start going on, this episode is going to be 95 American minutes, and I'll start from, like, the birth of Beyonce to where we are now. So everyone needs to go and read the article. If you haven't seen Black is King on Disney Plus, you should watch it. It's absolutely stunning. I wish I had my podcast at the time that this came out, because I would have done an absolute deep dive into it. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do another deep dive. It'll be like a 2-hour episode about Black is King, but it might be a little too late. But that's all I have to say on that matter. We're going to get into one more story, and then I've got some little updates to share with the crowd. So hold on to your horses. Okay, so our last technical story is a bit of a downer, not really a downer. Let's just get into it. Our next story, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigns over sexual harassment claims. The best way I know is to step aside, is what he said. Only after a week of the president calling him out and telling him to step down, and a bunch of other government officials saying he should step down. He did a press conference a week ago after, like, the claims came out that the general attorney was like, he's done this, beep, bop, boop. He literally did a press conference that afternoon or the next day and was like, I kiss everyone. Woman, man, child, black, Latino, I kiss everyone. They want me to touch them. Like, it was just so embarrassing. And then he had, like, a slideshow of, like, a 10-minute slideshow of him just, like, hugging and kissing random people around the world. And it was so tone deaf and it was so idiotic. I was like, sir, you have got to have an inkling of, I can't. Like, legitimately, you have to have an inkling of, like, just, like, self-awareness. There's no way you thought, I should go out there and say, I kiss everyone, I touch everyone, they want me to touch them. Why would that ever leave your mouth, sir? Like, oh my God. Who elected this man? It wasn't me. Oh my God. Disgusting. But he stepped down. People are supposedly, like, coming after his brother, Andrew Chris Cuomo, on CNN, because according to some articles, Chris had a conversation with Andrew earlier this year or last year telling him, like, he needs to stop, he needs to whatever, like, other articles had come out about him, and he denied it. But I guess in private, he told his brother that it could be true or something like that, something of the gist, I'm sorry. And people are now looking at Chris Cuomo to, like, lose his job, but I don't think he should really lose his job. I don't know, whatever. But it's really funny because, okay, maybe funny is not the proper word to use, but interesting. The building that I work in, like, a few floors above is the Attorney General. And, like, late last year, whenever, like, their first, or maybe earlier this year, I don't remember when the time frame was, whenever, like, some of the accusations were coming out, because the Attorney General was only a few floors above me, like, a lot of victims would come with, like, envelopes of like proof and a lot of things, and they would bring it to the front desk and they would be like, can you give this to Attorney General? And so we would hear about it in our office, and like multiple times when we've been in our office, like we've been on shutdown because there were protests outside about things. Like, it's been insane. We've been like locked in, police and like a bunch of people just like coming in to make sure we're okay. Like, it's been insane. But like, this is just a sad story that's been going on for a year, and I'm glad he's finally stepping down. But like, now justice needs to be served to this man for being such a predator. I'm sure there's a bunch of other women that are going to come through as well, especially knowing that he stepped down. So this is just going to get wild and crazy. And like, it's very strange because I didn't know it was CNN. When did I become CNN and not like a little gossip site, but whatever. It's very strange because like, I saw a random thing where he said, I'm Italian, that's just how we are. Like, why is this man so dumb? Like, again, he's old, but like, you're not that old that you're that idiotic. And he was like, oh, I feel so embarrassed and ashamed for my daughters and beep bop boop. And like, you should just feel ashamed for your actions, not the people around you, your actions. Disgusting criminal. Okay, I need to calm down. I'm getting a little worked up, and it's late at night. Okay, so that was the stories for the week. But I do want to go into some TV and movie. I guess it's really just TV. Some TV recaps and give you the show of the month. So let's do some recaps before we do the show of the month. So I don't know if anyone's been watching the new Gossip Girl, but it's really difficult to get through. I think what they should have done was just done like a show based off of Gossip Girl. Like, just rich people having all these problems and they're getting bullied by... It should have just been like based off of the show Gossip Girl, not called a Gossip Girl, because they keep trying to do homages to like random people from the original show, but they just don't have the same je ne sais quoi that the original had, just because like there's not enough drama. There's no like plot storyline that kind of leads into everything else. Like, everything, they're just very they're very mature and very Gen Z in that they address the problem immediately and then it's over with. Like, it's not like a few episodes or a season of like a feud between a few characters or a lot of plots going on to take down this person or to get back at this person. Like, you start off the beginning of the episode with a problem, middle of the episode it's resolved, the end we're onto something else. Like, it's just not interesting. It's not the same Gossip Girl. It doesn't even have the same like premise, really. So it's not really good, but I'm watching it because like, why not? But it's not good. The fashion isn't good. It's not very New York-y. Like, I just don't really understand what's going on with... Ooh, voice crack. I don't really know what's going on with the show. They're filming season 2 right now, and like, honestly, they should just stop. Like, it's not working for me. Sorry. On to the next show, White Lotus. I don't have much to say about it because I've only been watching 2 episodes, but it's boring as hell and I don't really know where the plot is going. It's just very dry and very slow. And I do love a dry, very slow show sometimes, but I need it to like ramp up somewhere and it's not doing that. So if you want to give it a watch, give it a watch. There's a lot of good people. There's Connie Britton. There's other people whose names I can't remember right now, but it has the potential to be a good show, and I think a lot of people are enjoying it, but I think it's one of those shows that it's 50-50. So give it a gap, zeep zap soup. On to the next. I'm not gonna talk about Love Island because there's like 40 episodes to get through, but this season of UK Love Island is not good. Like, no offense to the women, I'm sorry if I'm like just being so sexist this episode, don't care. The women are not that pretty, they're not really that interesting. And the men are not really that attractive. There's one attractive guy who was absolutely stunning. Tyler, he's in the later episodes or season, stunning. The rest of them, children, dwarves, elves, beasts. Like, they're not even attractive. I can't be bothered with it. So this season isn't really that great. I feel like all the other seasons have been so good in different ways. This one is not up to par. I'm sorry. They should scrap this and try again. However, I've heard that the American Love Island is popping off. I got some insider information from one of my friends that I would give away, but I won't. Anywho, we're almost at the end, you guys. Hold on. So, the show of the month is going to be Titans, okay? It's going to be premiering on HBO Max. I believe it premieres tomorrow. It premieres tonight at midnight, August 12th. Please be going to HBO Max to watch. I have not watched the show. But our longtime favorite guest, John Thomas, is actually a PA on the show. So we have to support him. Everyone go watch. Look for his name in the credits. Like, big up, big up, big ups. Okay? So go give it a watch if you haven't watched the show. I haven't. We're all going to be watching it together and going on that journey. I might be a little late to watching it, but I will be watching it. So big ups to him and the whole team at HBO and Titans. Like, if that's the type of show you love, let him know. I'm sure he's going to love to hear it. So that's the episode, you guys. That is it. We're at the end. I'm hoping that there will be an episode, not next week, but the week after. But you know what? Bear with me, guys. Just bear with me. I'm a new mother. Some people at my office might be getting fired. Like, there's a lot going on in my life generally, and I'm not going to get into it. So if there's a new episode in the next 2 weeks, you're welcome. If not, say your prayer for me. One will be coming eventually, okay? If there's not one in the next 2 weeks, I'm really ranting today. Like, this gin is hopping to my head. If there's not one in the next 2 weeks, I hope everyone has a wonderful Labor Day. I certainly will. My BFFF MLRQ, Samantha Joy, is coming up for Labor Day week, I think, if that's properly pronounced. We're going to go to the U.S. Open. We've got a lot of things planned, so maybe I'll have her come on and we'll do an episode about things. But until then, goodbye, my dears.